Hello and Happy New Year. Welcome to another reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. I'm going to start this reflection by reading a poem written by Susan Derber called At the Dawn of a New Year. At the dawn of a new year, we come to welcome hope for a new world. Let the darkness lift to welcome a dawn of plenty, with enough for everyone and people ready to share. Let the day begin with new energy for the struggle to protect our children and to care for the vulnerable. Let the light shine to open a path to safety for all who are seeking home and longing for life. Let the sun rise on new talks and new resolve to end the bombing and the terror and to find solutions that will last. At the dawn of a new year, we come to declare our hope and to welcome a new world. It's a beautiful poem that calls us to declare hope to the world. And we know that the hope we have isn't a whimsical thought, but a strong, certain reality rooted in Christ. And during this time of crisis, we need to rest secure on that hope. When we begin a new year, it is natural for us to think about and reflect upon the year past and to have hopes and dreams for the year just beginning. And I think this is probably more so this year than usual, as 2020 has been such a difficult and extraordinary year. I think I speak for most of us when I say there are lots of things in 2020 that I'd like to leave behind us. And yet, unfortunately, at least at the moment, it seems that many of the difficulties are continuing into this new year. And we have certainly had difficult testing times over this last year. And while we may be seeing glimmers of hope, it still seems like there's a long way off from being over yet. And that's a hard thing to sit with, a hard thing to realise that the testing times have yet to finish. It's hard to think and to wonder, where are you, God? A few days ago, I was thinking and praying about all that we'd been through over 2020. And I was thinking about where I'd seen God at work, but also through the times that I didn't feel God's presence as strongly as I'd like. And as I was praying, I felt God speak to me in the form of a picture. And this picture was of a stream that was running through the desert. And near the stream there were trees that were soaking up water from the stream. But the trees didn't have any leaves on them, but they were growing strong because they had the water that was coming through the stream. And I was thinking about this picture, and I was thinking it seemed to be saying to me that God was working even when we don't see him, when we can't experience him as we would normally do. And when we find it hard to realise his presence, he is still there. So when the leaves aren't on the trees, the roots are still taking in that water. They're still living and breathing. And I just felt that that picture was a really comforting image. And a couple of days later, some verses of scripture came into my mind confirming that picture I had. And the verses were Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 21. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honour me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I have formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. Now, there's a lot to think about in these verses, and I'm only going to really focus on one thing. But please read the verses for yourself and spend some time in prayer and meditation over them as you ask God what he may be saying to you in these verses. The thing I want to think about is the fact that God makes streams in the wasteland. For all of us, 2020 has been so difficult, and it has felt like we have been in a wasteland. There has been so much confusion and fear as we've tried to navigate through the pandemic with all the changes it has caused to our lives. And during times of hardship, it is easy to lose hope and to question ourselves and question God. When we are in difficult situations, we need to be reminded of God's sovereignty, his faithfulness, his goodness. And this was the case too for the people of Israel. During the time of this passage, the once strong and confident Jewish nation had been broken as they were invaded, the land was conquered, and the people taken into exile. Everything they knew was taken away from them. They had become a broken people, and they were facing difficult questions. Where was God? Was he abandoning his people? Why did he not rescue them from their enemies? When we struggle, we often want God to immediately come and take us out of our difficult circumstances, to fix things for us. We don't want to have to journey through the wilderness because it is difficult and painful. And so when God doesn't remove the difficult circumstances, it can be tempting to believe that God isn't there or that he doesn't love us. But God didn't promise that we would never have to face hard times. He didn't say that we would never have to walk through the wilderness. But he does promise to provide for us, sustain us, to guide us through the wilderness. When we face hard circumstances, we need to rely on and trust in God much more and allow him to lead us. And this is what God teaches us in this passage. He spoke to the Israelites in exile, reassuring them that he was making a way in the wilderness for them. And he speaks that message for us too. In times of hopelessness and despair, we can know light and life because of God. But we have to trust him. And sometimes, trusting in God means being prepared for things to be different, for life to change. Sometimes when we call on God to work, we expect or we want him to do the things that we know he has done before. We want the reassurance of the familiar, and so we wait for God to work in ways that we expect. But God says, don't focus on those past things so much that you miss what I'm doing now. It is so easy to be stuck in our old routines and familiar traditions that we don't look to see what God might be doing outside of those things. We might be asking, where are you, God? But because we're expecting to see him working in the ways we think, we're looking in the wrong direction. COVID-19 has shaken us up and taken us away from many of those traditions and habits that we long for. But we do still long for them and for God to restore those things. And God may well restore many of those things that we know and love and long for. But while we're in this time of change and uncertainty, can I challenge us all to look out for that new thing? He says to us, now it springs up, do you perceive it? Let's see where God is working. Can we look around us and see where new things are springing up? Perhaps new ways to reach out and connect with people, even in this time of social isolation. Or perhaps it's new opportunities to experience God's love and to share that experience with those who have never known it. Perhaps it's new opportunities to seek God and spend time in his presence. I don't know what God might be doing in your own life, but I know he is doing things in our community, in your lives, all over, because God continues to work. While we long for life to return to normal, let us also see the new things that God is doing, because that might be the place where we find the stream in the wilderness. One of the things I love about this passage is that it demonstrates the creativity and inventiveness of God. Because not only does God provide a way for his people through the wilderness, but he does it in a way that is new and exciting. God doesn't just work through the old familiar ways. He's not constrained by our limitations or boundaries. And when we do witness God at work, when we see the stream that is flowing in the wilderness, how will we respond? In these verses, God shows how the animals honour him for his loving provision of life-giving water. And this seems like it should be the natural and automatic response to receiving God's gift. But unfortunately, we often don't praise and honour God, as this can be seen in the Jewish people's response in Isaiah, as in Isaiah 43, verses 22 to 24, we are told, "But you didn't pay a bit of attention to me, Jacob. You so quickly tired of me, Israel. You wouldn't even bring sheep for offering in worship. You couldn't be bothered with sacrifices. It wasn't that I asked that much from you. I didn't expect expensive presents, but you didn't even do the minimum. So stingy with me, so close-fisted. Yet you haven't been stingy with your sins. You've been plenty generous with them, and I'm fed up." That was the Message version of that passage. But it's true, isn't it? Too often we do not thank God for the amazing things he gives us, either because we're too busy looking in the wrong direction or the wrong place for his work, or simply that we just choose not to worship him, and instead we choose to do our own thing, to choose to sin instead of praise him. When God provides us with what we need, let us truly honour him by praising his name and showing our love to him. What is God doing in your life? What is God doing in the community around you? What new thing is he doing? Have you perceived it? And when you perceive God's streams of water running through the desert, let's praise him, because he is deserving of all our praise. I'm going to close with another poem. And this one is called "Welcoming a New Year" by the Sisters of Martha of Antigonish. In this poem, it speaks of different reactions we might have to the arrival of this new year, and perhaps you might identify with some of them. But I pray that we all choose to echo the words of the last line. So, welcoming a new year. "A new year stands on my doorstep, ready to enter my life journey. Something in me welcomes this visitor, the hope of bountiful blessings, the joy of a new beginning, the freshness of unclaimed surprises. Something in me rebuffs this visitor, the swiftness of the coming, the boldness of the entrance, the challenge of a year's goodbye. Something in me fears this visitor, the unnamed events of future days, the wisdom needed to walk love well, the demands on giving away and growing. A new year stands on my doorstep. With fragile caution, I move to open the door for its entrance. My heart leaps with surprise. Joy jumps into my eyes. For there, beside this brand new year, stands my God with outstretched hand. God smiles and gently asks of me, 'Can we walk this year together?' And I, so overwhelmed with goodness, can barely whisper my reply, 'Welcome in.'" Amen.